Welcome back to the Rest in Culture podcast, everybody. I'm Frank Ebersold, and today I just want to talk about something that's a little bit out of the ordinary. It's not quite political, but it has to do with Kevin Strickland. Kevin Strickland, back when he was 18 years old, back in 1978, he was imprisoned for a crime that they thought he had committed. He was tried by an all-white jury who found him guilty, and the lead witness has recanted her... The lead and only witness has recanted her story, and the man still sits in prison as of right now, almost going on 44 years in prison. He was put into prison when I was only 12. He's going on 62. And that's what I want to talk about today. So by way of background, folks, I'm going to go to the Kansas City Star here. And this is an article that is entitled, Missouri Governor Mike Parson Indicates Kevin Strickland Pardon Won't Be a Priority. So this is the governor saying, forget it. He's under a lot of pressure right now to pardon the man, but he's saying it won't be a priority. So this is written by Luke Nozicka and Jeannie Quang. It was written on June 8th. And I'm going to scroll all the way to the bottom and just give you a little bit of background on this. So The Star, the newspaper, has reported that two men who pleaded guilty in the killings for decades swore Strickland was not with them and two other accomplices during the shooting. A third suspect, who was never charged, in 2019 told a Midwest Innocence Project investigator that he knew there couldn't be a more innocent person than Strickland. The lone eyewitness, as I mentioned, Cynthia Douglas is her name, also recanted her story and wanted nothing more than to see Strickland freed, her relatives have said. Cynthia has told numerous people, including friends and people from the neighborhood, that Norty wasn't actually there that night, and she actually believes that she was pressured into saying that he was. So this is a story gone horribly wrong. The man, you know, going on 44 years in prison. And so the Missouri governor, his name, Mike Parson, this week indicated that despite public outcry for Kevin Strickland's exoneration and release, his clemency application would not be a priority. In a backlog of about 3,000 requests, he said, listen, folks, I hear what you're saying, but it's not going to be a priority. To quote him, he says, when something like that comes up, we look at those cases, but I don't know that necessarily makes it a priority to jump in front of the line, Parson said during a Monday news conference last Monday. We understand some cases are going to draw more attention through the media than others, but we're just going to look at those things. So the governor's comments first about Strickland's case came hours after 13 state lawmakers, including several from the Kansas City area, called on Parson to pardon Strickland. In a letter to the governor, they said that evidence has come forth proving Strickland's innocence in a 1978 triple murder in Kansas City. Now, the letter itself was spearheaded by Representative Andrew McDaniel, the Republican chair of the Missouri House Committee that oversees the state's prison system. 10 Democrats and 3 Republicans, including McDaniel, co-signed the letter. So I just want to show you this video here. So this was Rachel Maddow's show, and the Jackson County prosecutor Jean Peters Baker was who was on her show, and she said something very interesting that I don't think a lot of people might have picked up on or perhaps even heard, and I don't think Rachel picked up on this either, but have a listen to what she said.
The governor has that power, and he issued 36 pardons very recently. Most of those people were already out of prison.
Excuse me? So on Memorial Day, Governor Parsons issued 36 pardons, and most of those people weren't even in prison, and he's not going to make Kevin Strickland a priority, a man who's been sitting in prison for going on 44 years. What in the hell is going on here? What is going on? I mean, this is a travesty, folks. There's something horribly wrong here with Mike Parsons. I can't put my finger on it. And when you go back to the article, it goes on to say that he could still pardon him, obviously, at any point, even though he didn't do that. Governors have the ability to even pardon prisoners who have not applied, blah, blah, blah. And then it goes on to say that This county prosecutor, Jean Peters Baker, hopes to file a motion herself asking a judge to exonerate Kevin Strickland on August 28th. And folks, that's when a bill, if it is signed into law by Governor Mike Parson, would clear the way for innocence claims to be brought before trial courts when a prosecutor believes a prisoner is innocent. So is Governor Parsons not making this a priority because he may or may not sign this bill that would allow the county prosecutor then to bring these innocence claims before trial courts? Is that what he's waiting on? And if so, why? That doesn't really make a lot of sense either. Why not pardon the man now? Why not make it a priority? Why are you pardoning people that aren't even in prison and saying that you're not going to make this a priority? I mean, none of it. I like for things to make sense. This makes no sense. None of this makes any sense, folks. Here's a man that should not be in prison. The lead witness has said that she's recanted her story, and there he sits. None of it makes sense. But folks, we're going to follow this very closely. I want to thank you for tuning in. And it's just something that it's an ongoing cavalcade of travesties here that are being promulgated by Governor Mike Parsons. And I just hope to hell this man goes free. How long is this going to continue, Governor? How much longer are you going to let this go on? Folks, stay tuned. Thanks for tuning in. Till next time.